This is KCUR 89.3. Topeka poet Annette Hope Billings calls her new book Just Shy of Stars. It's partly inspired by the Kansas motto, to the stars through difficulty. She understands difficulty, having spent 4 decades as a nurse. KCUR contributor Anne Knigendorf spoke with Billings about how people respond to her work.
So a lot of your poems look at medical elements or have medical elements in them. So that comes from being a nurse. And then a lot of others are about single mothers and about some pretty hot, sexy stuff, too.
I hope so.
Yeah. And then some of it's about writing itself.
Well, I certainly hope that sensuality is. Nurse, grandmother, sensual. That all goes together with me. So I like the thought of writing about feelings, emotions, different aspects of our being that help us feel vibrant in spite of it all.
You have something I'm jealous of.
What's that?
You have professional nicknames. Some people call you Verse, I read. And some people are referring to you as the Maya of the Midwest. Can you tell me about those nicknames?
The one Verse came from a mentor, a confidant of mine, and she just had the habit of giving everyone a nickname that she felt fit with them. Maya of the Midwest, I allow with a very humble gratitude because it refers to Maya Angelou, and there is only one of her. So I allow it, but I'm very grateful for what she left us.
Well, how did you end up with that nickname? Why are people calling you that?
It was audience members, listeners. And when it happened the first time, I thought to myself, that's very nice. But it happened over a series of events, totally different people. It's just really very nice.
Okay, I'd like to hear why it is that they call you that. Will you read something for us?
Yes.
Okay, is it your reading style that does it?
I think so.
Okay.
And hopefully my spirit also. I tell audiences that sometimes my nurse comes out when I'm reading poetry. And this talks about advanced directives, which is living will and power of attorney. Advanced directives. My living will instructs. Should my quality of life be unclear, they are to part my lips, press a slice of fresh mango to my mouth. If I do not stir, let me go.
Does the nurse come out when you're writing or when you're reading or both?
Both. I have a particular poem that's called Peach, and I preface that by saying that the audience should have 5 to 10 servings of fruit and vegetables per day. And depending on what time it is, I'll say, seeing that it's 6 o'clock and you may not have had your recommended servings, consider this next poem a serving. We live in such a hurried world that sometimes I think if we can give it to them quickly, they're more likely to receive it.
Do you have an example of that sort of brevity in this collection that you'd like to read?
Let's see. De'anu, which is Hebrew for it would have been enough. If I have lived my entire life just to arrive at this place, seated, at peace, and grateful while an October Kansas sun beats fiercely through a west window, landing warm blows on my bowed, welcoming neck. It travels down until the skin of my shoulders grants it permission to stay. If this moment is what it has all been for, it has been enough.
That was Topeka poet Annette Hope Billings talking with KCUR contributor Anne Knigendorf. Billings' new book of poetry was published by Kansas City's Spartan Press. It's called Just Shy of Stars.